You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Some speakers have come to understand the word haphazard as haphazard, because really, who knows what a hap is?
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Hi, Anne.
Hello.
And so when I was little, I was one of those who thought that this was pronounced haphazard. And I thought that it meant that something was only sort of hazardous if you did it. Like if you ignore the direction on your frozen dinner that says to let it sit in the microwave for a minute before, that's only sort of hazardous. You know, nothing huge is going to happen.
Oh, that's great. And so you're really also taking the hazard there as hazardous.
Yeah, pretty literally.
And this word is on my mind because I was listening to Michigan Radio, which I listen to all the time, as much as I can. And I heard someone being interviewed and they used the word as haphazard, which had not really been on my radar. And I thought, oh, what a great eggcorn, which is when people reinterpret a word in a way that makes sense so that they can understand its parts. And this would be haphazard. It's when people reinterpret fetal position as feeble position. These are eggcorns. So I went to look at the history of haphazard. Haphazard shows up in English mid-16th century as a noun and an adjective, sometimes also an adverb. As a noun, haphazard shows up meaning chance or accident, fortuitousness. You know, it's that kind of luck or random occurrence. As an adjective, if you have a haphazard event, it can be dependent on chance. It can also be, and this is the way I use the word haphazard, lacking any obvious form of organization.
I've heard it used that way.
That things appear to be lined up in a haphazard way. Mm-hmm. Like there is no order that I can determine here. In early days, you would see the phrases at haphazard or at a haphazard or by haphazard, which I think are great expressions. I'd love to see those get a little more currency now. Let's now unpack haphazard, both the hap and the hazard. So hap is a borrowing into English from early Scandinavian, comes in the 13th century, and it means good luck or fortune. And you'll then see these meanings develop like a fortuitous event or an accident, something that just happens. And we may have listeners who know the expression by hap, which means by chance or by luck, by hap. It is also the hap in mishap, as in a bad occurrence.
Oh, that's great. I never put that together.
Now let's talk about hazard. This is also a borrowing. This one goes back to Anglo-Norman and Old French, hasard, which according to the OED actually goes back to colloquial Arabic if you go far enough back. It comes into English to refer to a gambling game with two dice and arbitrary rules that complicate one's chances of winning. And very quickly, it comes to refer to a chance happening, an unpredictable outcome. From there, we get an accident or chance. And that leads to this risk of loss or harm. And this is the meaning of hazard we know now, of a bad outcome, possibility of a dangerous outcome. That's a hazard. So those are the two. We have both of these things, meaning chance or risk or fortune or accident, all coming together in haphazard. Just as a side note here, that hazard, the noun that we get in haphazard, is related to the verb hazard, which shows up in expressions like, I'm going to hazard a guess. And that's that sense of risking something in an attempt to maybe gain something. I'm going to hazard that statement or hazard a guess.
Well, Anne, I will hazard a guess that you'll be back next week with some other awesome English-related thing to talk about.
I look forward to it.
Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, let us know at michiganradio.org.